Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day with a goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is heard on 2 stations in Ohio and Virginia, as well as Brunswick, Georgia, St. Augustine, and Jacksonville, Florida. There's now a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities, and we sincerely need your help to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is needed to take this next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com and click the donation button, or send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio.
Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Jean A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a very serious subject today, the coordinated assault on our liberty. We talked about just before the news break, we talked about what we're getting today and what is taking place, and the commitment, the promises that we're hearing from the right, the conservatives, the ones that call themselves Christians and conservatives and patriots under the guise of Republican Party. But for, because some 40 million plus people that are Christians did not vote in 2020, today we're reaping the results of that failure to vote. We're witnessing the churches and pastors and Christians under frontal assault, ladies and gentlemen. We're being assaulted because of our stand on liberties and the biblical principles with a biblical worldview. Looking at an article that says, religious school suspends all clubs after being ordered to push the LGBTQ agenda. A religious school that was ordered by the U.S. Supreme Court to recognize the LGBTQ student organization has instead suspended all student groups while it evaluates the high court's orders. That announcement came after the Supreme Court 5-4 ordered the school to recognize the LGBT club. The university will hold off on the undergraduate club activities while it immediately takes steps to follow up the roadmap provided by the U.S. Supreme Court. Goes on to talk about those events that were taking place that brought this about, ladies and gentlemen, where religious school said, being told by the U.S. Supreme Court that they must put in a LGBTQ club if they have other clubs on the campus in the university. But as a result of that, ladies and gentlemen, the university simply said, we'll just cancel all clubs. We're not going to allow the LGBTQ sodomite agenda to permeate the school in which we're carrying out the leadership role. Here's another article that says, government orders Christian ministry to hire non-Christians to lead the lessons. A federal lawsuit has been filed by the Wyoming Rescue Mission in Casper, Wyoming, against the state and federal officials who have threatened to punish the Christian organization for hiring employees who share the ministry's beliefs. A report from the Alliance Defending Freedom, that's a pro bono law firm that handles cases, constitutional cases, said the organization is working to protect the ability to hire individuals who support its mission to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ through its homeless shelters, clothing vouchers, and more. The dispute erupted when a self-proclaimed non-Christian was not hired for a position in the ministry's thrift store, a position where workers are expected to teach the mission's discipleship recovery program. Guessed how the program guessed how the spread of the gospel of Jesus Christ is necessary. Ladies and gentlemen, the major, major, major problem that we're finding today as a result of 40 plus, between 40 and 45 million Christians not voting in 2020, we're finding a deterioration of our liberties. We're finding a coordinated assault, coordinated out of the White House, coordinated through the Department of Justice, coordinated through the FBI, the CIA, the CDC, the FDA, et cetera, all of the three-letter acronym governmental agencies, ladies and gentlemen, all coordinated to destroy our constitutional liberties. I believe we have Lily on the line. Lily, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Youngblood. Our prayers are with you for continuing to faithfully speak up under the city, under the conditions. We have Sleepy Joe, and we really is fully convinced that he has a bunch of serpents working behind the scene to be carrying out what is going on, because we know his capability is not there. The things you're mentioning about what's happening to the Christian schools, institutions, and so on. And I heard about New Jersey. I know it's going on all around, but New Jersey was really put out law regulations for the schools, institutions, about what their programs are supposed to be in indoctrinating our children. So he has an active team behind working hard and clear, and I am in full agreement with what your points this morning. That the conservatives probably don't have the spine. I've been thinking about that all along and realized that it's compromising, basic compromising. When they get the opportunity to do what they need to do, they don't do it. And this is a pattern right along, where when they look at what the left is doing to those people on January 6th, have them locked up, look at how they treat them. And a lot of that, they're not afraid to imprisoning who they catch, and so on. But when the conservatives get the chance to do what they need to do and to clean up, as you're saying, they don't do it. They're at fault. I've been thinking about it, that America has been playing with evil, playing with over the years, because where we are now didn't just come overnight. It has been coming gradually over the years, and it's because of our attitude of toying with iniquity and wickedness as believers. Right now, with the election, it has started. The mail-in ballots are out. Election has started, and as you say, so many thousands of believers didn't bother to vote. And right now, apart from those who didn't bother to vote, with all that is happening to the country today, you have serious Bible-believing Christians who are going to mark for the enemy, mark for the people who are getting ready, who are already locking up pastors, who are already doing what they need to do to pressure believers and to wipe out Christianity, get rid of everything biblical. And the serious Bible-believing Christians in the churches are getting ready to mark for them same way. So you have, so it's very, very serious.
It is very serious. And Lily, I am thankful that you see that. We've got so many people, so many Christians that are not seeing the truth of what is taking place in our nation today. As a result of that, it's like being asleep at the steering wheel. It's like being asleep at the control point in a jet airplane. We're rapidly headed for a major, major calamity if we do not wake up and see that. So my challenge is, as Christians, we're citizens of heaven, but we're also citizens of this earth, and we have a responsibility, as a civic responsibility, to our nation in which we're living, to be found faithful, to be salt and light in this nation in which we're living in. So you're exactly right. And Lily, thank you so much for your call. And as I encourage people each and every day, we need to keep looking up. Our redemption's drawing near. Lily, thank you, and have a blessed day. I'm looking at an article, ladies and gentlemen, that says revised educational rules would give federal government more power to bully religious Americans. We'll talk about that in just a moment. I believe we have Miranda on the line. Miranda, go with the question or comment, please.
Yes, Dr. Youngblood. In reference to your comments regarding pastors and leaders of the church not being the men of God that they have been called to be and being false to the power thereof, I liken that. I always, think about how a parent loves a child. A parent who truly loves their child also criticizes their child and also rebukes their child.
Yes.
And I used to always call my mother my best friend and my severest critic.
That's good. That's a good
that's
mom.
She absolutely, she loved me. She praised me when I did great things. Even as a grown woman, she always was, if she did not like or did not approve of something that I did, I heard about it. And I think that's what, anybody that you love, you want them to be their best person that they can be. And
yes.
And when you see them not doing that as a pastor or you're a leader of a flock of people, it just, it's very, very sad, very sad. But anyway, that's my comment. I just wanted to share
Miranda,
that.
You're exactly right. And it's my prayer, and I pray seriously that God will empower pastors, Christians in general, pastors and churches, to stand up and speak up and be the mouthpiece that God will have us to be. I'm embarrassed by, I am ashamed of, the nation in which we're living in from the standpoint of the silence in the pulpits. We're in the last 30 days before an election, and if you're listening, and I pray that you are today, ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, ask your pastor, how does he stand on these issues? How does he stand on the sodomite lifestyle being promulgated in our schools? How does he stand on the CRT, the LGBTQ agenda being taught in our schools? How does he stand on abortion? Does he take a public stand based on the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant word of God? Or is there silence from the pulpit? I believe it's time pastors need to stand again, as back in the 16th, 17th, and 18th century, when pastors would take a stand in the pulpits, identify the politicians that are going against the word of God, identify what they're doing, and identify how the citizens ought to vote, and take a stand for morals and ethics and values, and take a stand as salt and light before the congregation. I've said this many times before. A nation will never rise above the spiritual level of its spiritual leaders. A nation will never rise above the level of integrity and honesty and truthfulness from the White House. And we're finding a decline in both those areas, so we're finding a moral declension in America today. I believe we have Tom on the line. Tom, go over the question or comment, please.
Yes, sir. Dr. Youngblood, your listeners can always count on you for the truth. You never, ever let us down. And I just thank you for what you said about encourage people to ask their pastor, how do you stand on these issues? And to start a grassroots level, I knew you'd come up with a way to do it. That's the way to do it. Because when they are faced with Nichols losing some Nichols noses and numbers, that's when you'll see something start to move. Because Dr. Youngblood, the politicians aren't going to do it. The Republicans that are in the Senate and they have their whole family is on a government job making big money, their wife's family's on. They're fat like a tick. They're insider trading. They're not going to look at the Republican the Democrat across the aisle. Boy, I'm going to get you, because they're all doing the same thing. So I really don't see anything moving in politics. I really think you've hit the nail on the head. And it's like Lily said, we've toyed with sin too long. That's
yes.
The problem. And now here we are in the last days.
Yes, and I believe we need to go back to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 10 and following. And the scripture talks about, and I paraphrase, put on the whole armor of God. And then the Apostle Paul, speaking to the believers at the church at Ephesus, said, having done all, stand, the 13th verse of Ephesians chapter 6. That is putting on the whole armor of God and being the warrior that God would have us to be. This is the reason the Apostle Paul, in his last days before his death, he said, I have fought a good fight. I have kept the faith. I finished my course. the living the Christian life, serving the Lord, is a fight. It's a battle. It is an endless battle because we're dealing with demonic warfare. It's an endless battle until we stand with the Lord Jesus Christ. And we need to understand we're in a battle. And right now, this election is going to determine how the battle is going to be won. It'll either be won by Christians, patriots, conservatives, making a determinative decision that we're going to stand for truth. We're going to look at the world through a central biblicist worldview. We're going to see what God's word says. We're going to be obedient to it, and we're going to serve him by casting our ballot. And our ballot needs to be cast based on a candidate and where he stands on, first of all, God's word. Secondly, how does he stand on the Constitution? Thirdly, how does he stand on the sodomite lifestyle? Is it something to be embraced or something to be said that we say no to? The newly elected leader in Italy has said, we're not going to embrace the LGBTQ. With a public stand, just elected as the head of the nation, she's come out with some very strong conservative Christian, moral, ethical values. As a result of that, she's being eviscerated in the national news media, the socialist, Marxist, BLM, communist news media. She's being eviscerated because of taking that stand. I believe that's the kind of stand we need to have. Every American running for a public office, we need to ask them, how do they stand on those issues? They need to publicly articulate that and then vote accordingly. And Tom, you're exactly right. We need to stand, we need to vote, but we need to recognize we're in a hand-to-hand battle with Satan himself, and the demons that we battle every day come clothed under the guise of the Socialist, Marxist, BLM, Communist, Democratic Party, and we need to recognize that.
Dr. Youngblood, I really thank you for all that you do, and I know that if you got in your car and rode around Jacksonville and outlined counties that, and asked pastors to become conservative and tell their congregation, look, these liberals are out of control, you might get, what, 1% would stand with you? It's going to take the people going to church to do it.
Yes, absolutely. And one of the things we're finding, I'm looking at an article, Tom, that says, it's a frightening headline, is the church in America really dying? Question mark. Recent assessments declare or imply that the church in America is dying. One headline Friday, Citizen Free Press, described it this way. Axios begins countdown to the death of Christianity, end quote. Further, the article says the findings of the Pew Research, depending on whether this was a trend, slower stop or speed, Pew Project for the number of Christians of all ages will shrink from 64% to 35% in the next several years. That's where we are today. 64% of the Americans say, one research said 67%, one said 61%. This article says 64%. But out of that total 64%, 67%, only 6% of those adults in America that claim to be Christian, only 6% have a biblical worldview. A biblical worldview means that we look at the doctrinal, theological truth of the Word of God, we embrace it as truth, and we carry that out in our life and decisions that we make. Only 6% of adults that claim to be saved. As a result of that, and then you're finding only 4% of the executive pastors have a biblical worldview. No wonder, Tom, we're seeing the plummeting of the morals and the ethics and the values in our nation, and we see the closure of churches by the hundreds across America, and the major decline and the falling away, the apostasy that is taking place in society today. And so if we see that, we understand that the moral decay, the absolute moral ethical failure, is as a direct result of the failure of Christians to have a true biblical worldview. It's a failure of the pastors to have a biblical worldview and to stand for truth and to stand as salt and light. It goes back. Judgment begins at the house of God. And I believe that that's where we are today. And you're right. We're in the last of the last days. And as a result of that, I think that if we fail to wake up, stand up, speak up, be heard, be seen at the polls and voting in 30 days, we're going to lose any vestige of hope for the United States of America and for biblical Christianity.
Well, thank you so much for what you do, Dr. Youngblood. And
Tom, thank you so much for your call. Thank you for your support. And ladies and gentlemen, let me just say this, and I'm not trying to put Tom on the spot, but Tom supports this broadcast ministry month by month. And so the challenge is for others to do the same thing. If you want this to continue, if you want us to continue to stand on truth unabashedly, unashamedly, and to stand on the truth, the Word of God, and to say it like it is, based on the authority of the Scripture, then we invite you to prayerfully consider underwriting and supporting this broadcast each and every day as we go forth. We're wanting to broaden the footprint, and the only way that's possible is for you, the people, you, our listeners, to support it and say, this is what we want. Tom, thank you so much for your call. God bless you, and keep looking up today. Ladies and gentlemen, let me go back to the article. Revised educational rules would give federal government more power to bully religious Americans. The Biden administration is proposing the change in Title IX parts of the civil rights law established in 1972 to include sexual orientation and gender identity. Administration officials claim the changes are necessary to protect the LGBTQI students. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. The Biden administration, this entire cabal in Washington, they're focused on protecting and to codify and to incentivize that which is morally, ethically, and biblically illegitimate, wrong, and it's called sin. It's a lawlessness that we see pervading in our nation today. They want to protect the LGBTQ, but there's no desire to protect the moral, ethical, biblical values, no desire to protect the Christian student in the American schools. And this article goes on to state, they argue that these would help promote fundamental fairness for all parties, respect for the freedom of speech and the academic freedom, respect for complainants, autonomy, and clear legal obligations that enable robust enforcement of Title IX. It goes further to say, First Liberty, recently, that's a Christian defense organization, First Liberty, recently submitted a public comment opposing the Department of Education's proposed rules and regulations to be revised. Further, the article states, the department's proposed rules gives federal bureaucrats broad powers to bully and to exclude students and teachers who do not share the government's belief about marriage and human sexuality. They threaten the remarkable advances made by women and academics and athletics since 1972. We argue that the department to recognize that federal laws and the Constitution protect the civil rights of all students, including their religious liberties, their rights, and their freedoms, and to correct the proposed rules change to ensure that religious students and parents are equally protected and not punished based on their beliefs in the public school system. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a major, major need today to recognize that for the past 2 years in particular, under the Biden administration, we've been spoofed, we've been gaslighted, as they call the term, we've been lied to, we've been denied our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our freedom of gathering. Goes back to the day just when the churches were forced to shut down, and yet the bars and the lounge of the whorehouses and everything that's illegitimate, immoral, and ungodly were left to be open, but they said that the churches were not essential, but all of these other things were essential to hear them say it. Ladies and gentlemen, today the Christian students and all of our students are being sexualized and brainwashed in the sodomite agenda and the CRT agenda, and yet our national academic scores are the lowest in American history. Did you know that? We're focused as a national educational system, we're focused on the sexualization and the weaponization of the school and the brainwashing of our students, and we're doing that at the demise of anything that's called academics. We're watching the academic failure in our nation today. And ladies and gentlemen, today our churches are still suffering due to the COVID mandates that shut the churches down. Our government continues to force the COVID-19 vaccination and the destruction of our nation's military due to the military personnel and women by, I believe, there's some 29,000 in our military, ladies and gentlemen, of all branches, I believe that's being forced out, forced to resign, or fired from their military responsibilities and duties because they've said no to the COVID vaccination. And yet I'm looking at an article that says, major scientific publisher in the process of retracting more than 500 papers on the subject of COVID. One of the world's largest open access journal publishers retracting more than 500 papers based on the discovery of unethical actions. I find it absolutely dilemmifying that a major, major, major organization that publishes research and writings from researchers and scientists and doctors that have been putting in documentation that's been fraudulent, They made statements about COVID and the COVID vaccination, made statements about the cure for COVID and the healing for COVID, and they have utilized a false, phony, bought and paid for by the U.S. Big tech and pharmaceuticals that's bought and paid for the reports, ladies and gentlemen. This article says, as a result of the review, this says further, the journal employs a series of substantial integrity checks before articles are accepted for publication. Following thorough investigation, we've identified these irregularities in the peer review process were the result of suspicious and unethical responses and activities. Quote, as a result of our investigation, 511 papers have been retracted. The papers have all been published since August of 2020. 16 journals published the papers that are being retracted. Some of the authors and editors who identified the articles may have been unwitting participants in unethical schemes to defraud. The schemes included manipulation of peer review process and the infrastructure that supports its statements. Ladies and gentlemen, we have been deceived as a nation. We've been made to believe that you've got to have the COVID vaccination. We've been made to believe that the LGBTQ sodomized agenda ought to be carried out. We've been made to believe that the CRT is all right. And ladies and gentlemen, we've been lied to and deceived by Sir Anthony Fauci. We've been lied to and deceived by the Biden cabal. We've been lied to and deceived by Nancy Pelosi. And may I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, as a result of the push for everybody to be vaccinated, I've been told in some research that I've done on the subject that over the next 10 years, someplace around 1 billion people around the globe will die as a result of the COVID vaccination. Looking at one article, it says the FDA have been withholding autopsy results on people who died after getting the COVID-19 vaccine. U.S. Food and Drug Administration is refusing to release the results of the autopsies conducted on people who died immediately after getting the COVID-19 vaccinations. The FDA says it's barred from releasing the medical files, but a drug safety advocate says that it could release the autopsies of the without the personal information of the individual. The FDA declined to release any report, even in a redacted state. Ladies and gentlemen, the thing that we have been watching is evil has pervaded our nation while Christians and pastors and churches and conservatives and patriots have been silent. And I say that in the next 30 days, we need to stand up and speak up. We're watching the coordinated assault on our liberty. The only thing that's going to reverse that and put it in a different direction is say from the people that we're tired of it, we're not interested in it, we want a constitutional republic with a representative form of government, not socialism, Marxism, or communism, and we need to do so. We need to put prayer out, but we need to put feet on our prayers and to vote, ladies and gentlemen. That's the only hope that we have in the nation of America today. Ladies and gentlemen, you say, what is the answer? The answer is that we need to pray, we need to stand up, we need to speak up, we need to speak up at the ballot box and say yes to what God would have us to say yes to as far as the candidates are concerned. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today on this broadcast. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and President of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with them. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE.